Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Get up, get up!
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline, 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com, and cam that crystal clear 590 The Fan app.
Yes, it is very crystal clear, and delete the old non-crystal clear app that we had.
That one had some glitches. Yeah, I would recommend not listening to that one because it's not even on the App Store anymore. TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, Matt Rocchio here with you. We are live from Whitmore Country Club, Cam. This is the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the Jack Buck Classic.
Yep.
And as you pointed out, today there is real hope that you can find a cure for the raisins.
Yes, sir. And they always they do a great job of this. And they had it out last year at St. Albans. They raised a bunch of money, and you know, it's always for a good cause. And there's some heavy hitters out here shooting the ball.
How about what Martin was saying?
I should say hitting the ball.
50 years they've been doing this golf tournament.
50 years
for a charity golf tournament. That's incredible.
It is incredible. No, man, they do. They put on a great show, man. They do every hole seems like they got something going on. And you know, they got Ruth Chris out here. They got booze left and right. So we won this bad boy last year, and it wasn't easy. I think we shot like 19 under. So these guys know how to hit the ball. But
you did. And in fact, you shot 23 under. Your other guy shot a plus four.
I surround myself with great talent. TJ, you know that. That's why you're sitting next to me.
Attaboy.
So, you know, but again, they raise a ton of money. And, again, there's no cure for that. But they're getting close.
Not yet.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They have a lot of help out there.
Rock Matteo, I'm looking right now at ESPN.com's MLB power ratings.
Cardinals got to be at least kicking the door at the top 10, right?
All right, what do you think?
I'm gonna guess they're 11th.
Wow. Indeed they are.
Oh, hello.
Two spots in front of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, you know, it's the lucky
three
number.
In front of the Rockies, four in front of the Nationals, all of which are in contention there for the NL
Wild. Where were they just a week prior?
That's a great question.
14.
There you go. Yep. Week 19 rankings, they were 14th. So moving up three spots there. By the way, as you guys well know, the top 12 teams make the playoffs. Or no, top 10. So they're just out. So there you go. They obviously have to pass the Phillies, who are still in contention there. The Dodgers are ninth. And then you're looking at some other, obviously the Cubs are up there at six.
Don't even talk about the division. Just don't.
There is a dogfight happening right now in what is the AL West. If you've been paying attention, Houston, who was 3-7 in their last 10 games, finally won a game yesterday, and I think they beat the Oakland A's.
But Astros fans sweating for the first time in a year and a half.
Yes,
like they're like Astros fans. I saw
what happened to them. They start tanking a little bit.
So
they're going apoplectic on Twitter because they're not just dominating right now.
Ooh. So we had talked about Cam how basically the AL had five teams that mattered, right? And that was at the time the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Indians, the Astros, and then it was the Mariners. Well, since that time, you've now had a team come to life, and that is the Oakland A's and Stephen Piscotty. They have been killing it, and they are now one game back of Houston, who was like, I mean, had the best record for a while. This was earlier on in the season, but they had a better record than Boston. Now has taken off on everybody. They have 88 wins. The next closest in all the majors is 75. I mean, this is one of the better regular season teams ever constructed. They probably here are going to threaten the Mariners' record of, what is it, 118 wins?
116.
116.
The Mariners have that record?
Mariners.
Is that when Ichiro is dominant?
Yeah.
Tied with the 1906 Cubs. And, by the way, right now they are on pace to hit 114, which would tie them with the 98 Yankees for the second most
Damn.
Ever.
Thanks, so Rob. Ichiro, and who else did they have? Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, actually, we were talking about this earlier with Frank. 2001 was actually 2 years after Ken Griffey Jr. left and a year after A-Rod left. They had Olerud at first base. They had Guillen at shortstop. Ichiro was there. Honestly, when you look at the fact that they lose two of the greatest players in franchise history,
and
two years, each one year after another, and they still have the greatest record, that's pretty impressive. Lou Piniella was one hell of a manager.
So interesting deal there. Yeah, the AL. Now, it's still only a six-team league because you have – here are the top – wins. And honestly, if well, no, not really. It's a 16 league. It was five teams, and then the Oakland A's have surged. But Boston has 88 wins. Then the Yankees are in the same division, have 78 wins, and they're had everybody. Then Houston has 75, Oakland has 74, and Cleveland and Seattle both have 71. Then after that, the next closest is 63. So there's an eight-game difference between the people in the playoffs and the people outside the playoffs right this second. You know, the AL is what it is. They have so many teams tanking. I mean, Kansas City, this is amazing. Everybody's talking about how bad Baltimore is, and the reason is because they're in the same division with Boston. I mean, this is incredible. I think they're 50 games back. 50, yes.
It's not bad. They still have a chance.
They're 50 and a half games back from Boston. 50 and a half. All right. And so everybody's talking about that
Are they trying to tank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. So they're one of those teams?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, and they traded Machado at the deadline. Like, they just knew. Right. But the other team that's equally as bad, they would be 49 and a half games back.
That's not bad.
Is Kansas City. Kansas City is horrible.
You hate Kansas City. Never.
Yeah, and they unloaded Moustakas. Obviously, he's on the Brewers now at the deadline there. They let Hosmer walk this offseason. He signed with the Padres. You're only 3 years removed from a World Series championship team, and you are going to threaten. You still very well could have the worst record in all the majors. I mean, this is a 100-loss team, right? What are they – Rod, can you do the math on that? What are they on
well, they didn't have any big dogs when they won, did they?
Yeah, they weren't
– They came out of kind of nowhere.
I mean, that's when Holland was there, and that Holland was good back then.
I was going to say. This, the Holland
this
was, we know?
Yeah, I mean, Hosmer – look, Hosmer and Moustakas are both very good. They had some dudes on that team. But you're right. It's like
– Comparable to the other big dogs? I mean okay. So what was their payroll, I should say? Compared to you look at Boston right now, what are they spending a year? I mean, my gosh.
Boston, New York, Chicago, L.A. Dodgers are in their own galaxy of spending. That is that's Chicago.
So it's pretty
not,
cool
not
to see a Kansas City team kind of not have that payroll.
That's a small market team. I don't even think they're mid-market. I think they're bottom 10.
Yeah.
And they don't spend any money. The Cardinals are a mid-market team. I think
upper mid, right?
They were like 11 or something like that. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think they were at 11. Rock's doing the math here on the Royals projected win total at this moment.
Just at 50.
Okay, which means they're going to lose 112 games. That is incredible. They're on pace after – I don't know what the regular season was. Actually, go back. You're on that page there. Go back to 2015 and see what the regular season win total was, because that was a really – good team.
I want to say it was like 95 and 97.
There you go. That's a 95 win team. 3 years later, you're on pace to win 50.
Oh my god,
what a turn that is.
That's horrible.
Somebody was saying on Twitter the other day, I follow Gabe DeArmond, who's big, he tweets about Mizzou, that like his job, he tweets about that, and then he tweets about how bad the Royals are. That's what he does.
Or anything Kansas City, I think.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And so he retweeted somebody who said, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically he said that it wasn't some mad scientist working that the Royals put it all together in 2015 and it finally worked. This was a guy in the backyard blowing stuff up, and he blew a hole in the ground and found gold. Like, that's the kind of thing that happened.
I'm going to try that when I get home.
You should.
And you should, because if you look at that team, the Royals, they won doing a lot of things that people had stopped doing in baseball, like stealing bases and little things like that. Like, people weren't doing that. You know, people had gone full bore into Moneyball and not stealing bases. And then so
they went aggressive.
So the Royals found a little bit of an inefficiency and started going aggressive. And for that 1 year, it paid off for them.
It's pretty cool, though. I know you hate Kansas City, but it's good to see a small market.
Who hates Kansas City?
You.
I don't hate Kansas City at all.
Don't worry.
No, I don't. I've never hated Kansas City.
Let me go back on your tweets. Let's see.
I have never. First of all, they all got deleted.
Kansas
is different.
Kansas City is different.
Well, I kind of put them in.
Kansas City's in Missouri.
Yeah, but they're so damn close, TJ.
No,
it's different.
I'm trying to figure this all out. It's confusing.
Lawrence is on a hill where if the wind blows the right way, it smells entirely like cows.
Oh.
Kansas City, on the other hand, is a very well-planned-out city with just terrible people in it.
Okay. Yeah, Kansas City. I don't mind Kansas City. Kansas City, I've always thought,
it's incredibly well-planned-out city.
There was this crazy competition-like thing at Mizzou, and you know this, Rock. For whatever reason.
I know the exact reason. It was because when the Cardinals won that World Series in 2011,
no, this is
Cardinal
way,
fans
way,
were
way
so annoying. No, I'm saying the reason why when we were there, there was so much
it was,
problems.
It was like
it
that
was
beforehand,
there,
though.
But I'm saying that 2011 fall, everyone learned to, it kicked off a new level of everyone I knew who wasn't a Cardinal fan grew a new hatred of Cardinal fans during 2011 because we were obnoxious and we were winning and it was fun and we deserved it. But nonetheless,
and we shouldn't have won. That's why we were so obnoxious.
Yes, exactly. But I think that level of obnoxiousness in 2011 tipped the scales for our next like 2-3 years in Columbia because it really did feel like on edge.
Where did it start?
At times,
way back. I think Kansas City has a little bit of a little brother thing, similar to how St. Louis does with Chicago. Like you know, what I'm saying? Although St. Louis and Kansas City, honestly, are the same city.
I was gonna say
it's the same thing, but we've had a lot more sports success generally, right? So that's where it comes from. Like
and now,
the Cardinals,
and now they have more economic success.
The Rams winning.
Yeah, I don't know if they really do, honestly.
Well, relatively,
they've definitely had better growth.
Yes,
but St. Louis has traditionally been a bigger city. With way back, what are we down to?
More invested in sports, I guess.
Well, yes, that is the current state of things.
Yes.
But obviously, they kept the Chiefs. We did not keep the Rams and such. So anyway, there's a tad bit of
hockey team that
it's
get
like it. When I would say most people in St. Louis are kind of like, yeah, Kansas City's good. Like I generally cheer for Missouri teams, but Kansas City wants everything in St. Louis to fail.
No one knows who the scouts are, Cam.
By the way, Cam, that roster for the Royals at Eric Hosmer. They had a lot of people, actually. Mike Moustakas, Alex Gordon.
Were they big at the time?
They came out during that time. Alex Gordon could rake. Lorenzo Cain, everybody knows.
So they had a good Zobrist. Mesh of guys finding their game at the right time. And they
Kendrys Morales. Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of dudes with an OPS plus of about 120 to 130. So it's not 150 like Matt Carpenter, but it's six different
guys who are
20%
solid.
Better. Exactly.
You're pitching against solid guys up and down the lineup.
Yep.
I get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't forget about how good that young pitcher they had that died just last year.
Yeah.
Yordano Ventura. When they won in 2015, he was 13-8 with a 4.08 whip, ERA, I should say. I mean, he was a big part. Really developing, and to lose him, obviously,
to your point, is fielding
with everything that's fallen. Yes, with everything that's fallen down around him, would they be a winning team if he hadn't passed away? No, but nonetheless, this was one of the young guys who had so much excitement in Kansas City, and to lose him the way they did, that definitely contributed to the ball kind of rolling down.
Let me read a couple of these.
They're 7, 8, 9 guys: Cam, Greg Holland, Kelvin Herrera, and Wade Davis. That was the best in the league for about 2 years. I don't know if Wade Davis was there 2015 or not, 14 or not, but you add that, and basically the game was over after 6. If they were ahead at 6, it was done.
Okay.
And so there was that type of thing. And again, it was a different kind of baseball, but what a drop.
Yeah, he had been there since 13.
Okay.
So they kind of worked him into that role. But yeah, that 2015, he was incredible. Wade Davis had a .94 ERA.
Take that perspective with the Cardinals, too. Like, the Cardinals had a little bit of a drop in the past couple of years, but, I mean,
Cam,
compare it.
When was the last time the Cardinals lost or won less than 50 games? I don't know if it's ever
happened. But that's my point I'm trying to make is, like, damn, like, okay, we could rip the Cardinals and the brass and the front line, whatever you want to do, but look at Kansas City.
Remember how we talk about how spoiled the fans here are?
Exactly.
And look, the Blues went through it, the Rams went through it a little bit. The Blues way less than what the Rams did, but Cardinals, they're doing okay. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, they're doing okay because that was the discussion about why we think it may not work as efficiently or as well as some of the other teams, like the Cubs, like the Astros, teams that have tanked and then just gotten right back to it with a bunch of good players. When you try to retool on the run like that, sometimes it doesn't work, and it's a rocky transition.
Yeah. The last 40 win, the last time the Cardinals failed to break 50 wins was in 1908 when they went 49-105.
I'll ask John about that.
Mind you, since then.
That wasn't 162, so they would have won.
It wasn't.
John was born in 1889.
Since 162 happened, they have not. The lowest win total they have, I believe, is 56 in 1994. Wow. 53 in 1994. I mean, that was actually a strike shortened season. They went 53 and 61, so that doesn't even count.
Doug's Dangler Niner says, all trees in Lawrence and Kansas City lean to the west. That's because Kansas City sucks. Not me.
Do you get it? Cam, did you want to read some? Is that the only one you want?
Well, that was one of the ones. Chiefs suck blank. Raiders for life. Big Al. Thank you, Big Al, for your beautiful
Kander?
You should write a boat or a book.
Write a boat. Big Al, write a boat.
Write a boat and
right
go
into
sail
the water,
in the ocean.
Right into the water, Big Al.
Write about it and then go jump in and sail.
Do me a favor.
Anyway.
take a little cigarette boat. Go about 65 and forget to turn
my
on
poor dad took the boat out. I was sitting in the garage for so long. He took the boat. The damn thing didn't start. He almost got stuck down in the
Mariner. Oh, no.
I know. Poor guy. Brutal. He's bored. Peter Fitzgerald says, 6 years ago, STL had 800,000 city residents and were expected to surpass Chicago. Now we have 300,000, our town. Hey, that makes sense, man. No?
Yeah.
We're trending in the wrong direction in that
within
department.
Within the city, although the
mm-hmm.
Look, you still have a metro area of like 2.7 million people.
And things are happening in a metro area, especially on the hockey realm of things, man. You're asking – we're getting things done. We're building new rinks, things like that. So, yeah, the city's been struggling. But you know what? You work together, big things happen like what's happening in Maryland Heights.
We have said this ad nauseum. Until the city-county comes together, it's going to continue
no
that
doubt.
Trend. Although I would say within the next 20 years, I think that happens. I do.
Can I read one more?
Yes.
Donald Trump's Russian friend says, KC has a lot of cokehead bikers. I know from experience.
Doesn't Kirkwood have a lot of meth, though? I mean, everybody's
no,
got their thing.
No. Jefferson County has meth, buddy.
What is it? Oh, it's heroin.
Kirkwood has heroin.
Kirkwood has
yeah,
a lot of heroin.
Well, more
that's
opioid.
Right.
Just
thing,
completely
yeah.
missing out on just talking about the bad parts of Eureka and Pacific. Cam
don't you dare.
They don't exist in Cam's mind.
They don't. They don't.
Just
trust
pat,
me. When
just,
there's a,
just
when there's
pappy
a,
smoke
when you hear it, when you hear the police sirens going, everybody in the neighborhood comes out like, "Ooh, what's going on here? Ooh, what happened? What happened?" Yeah, that's how it works. Not like, "Oh God, another ambulance."
You know why you can hear those police sirens from everywhere, don't you, Cam? Because there's
can,
nothing built out
can.
There.
Hey, guess what? I got to tell you about our new sponsor, Smash It, Cam. It is called Smashing It.
Yeah,
companies
baby.
Come and go, but every once in a while, great idea surfaces that can save you money, time, and headaches. Smash It is now in St. Louis. The name doesn't tell you everything they do. So we made a video on 590 The Fan website.
Yeah, we did.
But look, if you're a manufacturer, hauler, contractor, or even a 20, 30, or 40 foot roll-off container for home use and it's full. I have no idea what that means.
Okay, I got Calvin. It. I'll explain it because
you know
I did a video.
This is my stuff.
This is my stuff. Let me explain. So the Smash It is when you get a dump. So if you need dumpsters consistently, say you're cleaning out your house or whatever, your basement, it fills up so fast with chairs, with crap, and all of a sudden then you got to go get it dumped out. Brought it back if you don't.
And that's another fee, I'm guessing,
it's
right?
It's a huge fee.
There you go.
So what this truck does, it's like a little cherry picker, and it's got this big ball on the end of it. And you can go on 5 Man the Fan and check it out. I did a video about it about a month ago.
Yeah.
So it comes in, it smashes everything down, so you can fill all that crap in there, and it saves you so much money because you don't have to dump it, unload it, have somebody come pick it up. That's what costs you out the ass. So these guys come in for a cheap price. They smash it all down. You can fit all this stuff in there. Get it the hell out of your driveway as fast as possible because it's an eyesore.
There you go.
That's
so
genius, too, because you know for a fact that those companies have never had to deal with competition. They've always been the ones who have gotten to take the extra fees for everything. So you come in here with a company, you say we can do that cheaper than these refills or having to get redumped.
They smash
it. Come
right
in there. That's
it's awesome.
Jeez.
The guy's a great guy, too, by the way. And they come down, they do it real quick. It takes 2 seconds. And actually, the truck itself, it looks like something from, like, Terminator 2. But it's small and it's nimble.
It looks like it'd be kind of fun to, like,
it's
actually
nimble.
Get in there and
it's
use
nimble.
That truck. And
so, you know, so if you're in a subdivision, this little bad boy goes, comes backs up, and it doesn't clog up. You don't look like a hillbilly. You know, you got that stupid thing in your driveway. It's like my neighbor's had it in for, like, a week and a half. And I'm like, get that thing
out of
here.
Despite the fact that you're putting in a $600,000 expansion on your home, you look like you
oh, it's
look
horrible.
Like a hillbilly.
It's horrible. Get that. So you smash it all down. You could pile in as much things as possible. Just think about trying to put if you have a, like a little dumpster, put 5 or 10 chairs in there. It fills up pretty damn quick. This thing smashes them down to like 3 inches. Trust me on that. So go ahead, check it out, and check out 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com, and you'll see exactly how this bad boy works. And again, check it out online too. You got the. I'm sorry, TJ, I put you on the spot here, but give the info up for how to get a hold of them.
There is not info on this read.
Really?
So we will get that to you shortly.
Yeah, but anyway, smash it. Go online. Check it out. You'll find it in 2 seconds.
There you go.
Yeah,
cool. Oh, nope. It's at the very end. It's just spelled out. STLSmash.com. There you go.
Yeah, simple.
STLSmash.com. dot.
Yeah, I can even remember that. Okay. STLsmash.com.
That's right.
See, I did.
Do you remember the numbers for the
No, I don't.
Rawlings Gold Glove. Okay. Oh, hey, we got to go break, though. I want to talk about this Zach Smith, Urban Meyer, Ohio State thing. It's gotten so weird.
Bizarre.
News broke
that
on Friday during the Friday football show right after your thing about Brett McMurphy is just – I mean, Brett McMurphy is not going to stop until these guys are fired.
No,
it is very weird. So we're going to tell you about that on the other side of the break. This is the Hardline.